Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Shealy, a virus is a submicroscopic infectious agent, and it replicates only inside the cells of an organism. At least that's what I've learned. Is that true?
I think so.
Why is it that a virus, when we get sick and let's say we have pneumonia, sometimes we're prescribed an antibiotic. Why is it that an antibiotic is not prescribed for a virus?
Well, in general, antibiotics don't affect viruses. They affect bacteria and fungi.
Okay. And viruses have been around for a long time, right? I mean, we've discovered
them. Probably longer than we have.
Yeah, they're everywhere, right? And so when, I guess the virus's job, if I understand this correctly, is to replicate as quickly as possible inside the host. Is that right?
That is correct.
And to take down the host. So if we get, a mild exposure to a virus, our immune system attacks and defends us, right?
Yes, that's where our immune system, either the white blood cells, the thymus gland, and the white blood cells take over.
All right. And if we are overwhelmed by the virus, we tend to succumb to it, yes?
Well, we get ill and can die, yes.
And that leads to the question about the exposure. So if we're on an airplane and someone is sick and the air is recirculated 11 times before it is exhausted, and someone is in the front of the airplane and we're in the back of the airplane, we're probably going to breathe that air, but it's going to be diluted by all of the volume of the air in the airplane. So we'll be exposed, but not with an overwhelming exposure. But
unless,
if we, right?
Unless right? You're sitting close to the person, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if we compare that to a nursing home, and most people in nursing homes don't have control of their own windows, so the windows are closed, and the air is recycled probably less than only 11 times, wouldn't that give us a greater chance of succumbing to the virus than, let's say, an airplane?
Well, that is true, and the fact that you're in a nursing home already means that you're weak.
Okay. So it sounds to me like what we've been learning about the virus is that if you have a healthy immune system, your chances of recovery are way better. If you have an underlying condition or conditions, more than one, your chances of recovering are lower. What would be an underlying condition that would make the whole coronavirus experience worse or deadly?
Obesity,
mm-hmm.
Type 2 diabetes, hypertension, anxiety, depression, almost any illness.
You're talking about just about everybody, Dr. Shealy, right?
Well, I don't think I'm speaking for you and me.
Yeah.
But remember, only 2.7% of Americans have all of the essential health habits. That means that 97.3% of people are doing something stupid, not taking care of themselves adequately. So 97.3% of Americans are more open to this than the 2.7% who take care of themselves optimally.
And we've learned that this outbreak of this virus really took hold in Wuhan, in the factory region, one of the factory regions of China. And the air was so thick with toxins that you could, I mean, you could probably reach out and grab a handful.
Right.
Because
well,
it was...
And it's true. I mean, you know, actually 18 years ago when I was last in India, in Delhi, the smog was the worst I've ever seen anywhere in the world. And apparently Wuhan was worse.
There's a book written as, On a Clear Day You Could See General Motors. And alluding to the, you know, the pollution and so forth. But when we talk about the factors that make us unhealthy, living in a city, any city, wouldn't that be one of the factors, like New York City, Chicago, L.A.?
It's one of the reasons I would rather die than live in a city.
I wouldn't even
live in Springfield, let alone New York.
Yeah, and Springfield is low and wide, class. So for those of you who haven't had the opportunity to see the corruption we have here in Missouri, Springfield is a wide but low, spread-out city. Now, there are a few buildings that are, you know, multi-story, but very, very few. Most of Springfield is single-story. And it's an interesting city because normally on the East Coast you would see businesses on one end of town and residences on the other. Now, that's not the way it is in Springfield. Springfield is, it's all intermixed. You could go through a neighborhood and be in a shopping district and then go to a factory. It's much more mixed up than the traditional model on the East Coast. So, Dr. Shealy, anxiety... Lots of people are anxious, lots of people are obese, lots of people are depressed, lots of people are impacted by air pollution, stress at the job. You know, I'm talking a couple of weeks ago when people had jobs. Toxins in the water, toxins in the food. They weren't eating the healthy sampling of fruits, nuts, green vegetables, and other colored vegetables and meats. We're eating injected, infected meats. We are eating foods that are designed, the designer foods, to make us think that they're good for us. And when the waitress or waiter used to come over to the table, it'd say, how does that taste? So we've been conned into thinking that tasting good is equivalent to good for you. Actually, we didn't even talk about good for you anymore, right? So if you put all this together, it's a perfect recipe for taking down a lot of people, as I see it. Is that... Okay. And that is what Bill Gates wants to do, because he talked about, and I've heard him say on the internet, not in person, but I've seen images and videos of him talking about overpopulation. It seems to be really important to him to let us know that we have overpopulated the planet. And I'm not of disagreement. I'm not. I think there are way too many people. But I don't think the way to solve the problem is by killing them. I think the way to do it is by teaching everybody about resources, finite resources, renewable resources, waste at the earliest level in schools, and teach people not to waste things, and then get rid of a lot of these marketing companies or marketeers who make things more desirable and attractive by overpackaging and then creating the trash heaps that we have. To bury the packaging. We have squandered resources all over the world, especially in the United States. I think we are probably number one in squandering resources. So I think that it would be nice if we could start teaching how to prevent the overpopulation and the over-squandering of resources. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts?
Well, in my opinion, we wouldn't be overusing resources if people weren't fat. sloppy, smoking, and not eating properly. I mean, that the mere fact that 72 or 73% of Americans are overweight is at the top of the list of nonsense, premature death.
I just can't imagine sitting down with my dog and saying, I'll tell you what, here, I want you to think about this. So we're going to take this stick. Now, this is wrapped up. It's got a white wrapper. I know dogs can only see it, you know, black and white. So it's a white wrapper. We're going to put a weed in there, and we're going to stick this in your mouth, and you're going to walk around with it until it goes out. Try not to burn yourself. He'd laugh at me. He'd say, Dad, are you retarded? Really, why would anybody do that?
Well, 22% of American adults still smoke.
Yeah. So here we have, in Los Angeles, out of work, more than half of the workers in Los Angeles are now unemployed. Just 1 month into the corona lockdown. 1 month. And they're sick of it. They want to go back to work. And I understand that. So, Dr. Shilley, what do we do in this environment? Do you have a thought? Do we lock down? Do we say, y'all aren't going out, and we're going to nip this in the bud, and we're going to kill the economy? Or do we say, y'all go out and do whatever you want, a lot of people are going to succumb, especially those with compromised immune systems, which seems to be just about everybody. What are your thoughts? If you were in charge, what would you do?
Well, I would not have caused this to shut down. So now that it's here, I'm not quite sure how to start back. We've already created the damage. And even if we open the doors tomorrow, it wouldn't work right. There's going to be some businesses that never go back to work again.
Right.
They've been clobbered.
And on the other hand, there's the most amazing thing that in Florida, they opened the beaches again.
Yeah.
And even the government of Florida is stunned by the stupidity of people saying, I'm going to the beach. And that they flooded the beaches. These are people who were locked down. Evidently, it's like they were released from prison, and the first thing they did was go to the beach, where they could be, and not everybody's young that's done this. So there are a number of seniors who have exposed themselves to even a greater risk. I really don't get it. I really don't get it. And protests across the country, people were saying, don't be telling us what to do. You know, we're smart enough to know when we should go out and when we should be locked down. We're smart enough to know. And these are the very same people who were protesting side by side without any personal protection whatsoever, shoulder to shoulder. I think we are
stupidity.
Yeah, and that word just keeps popping up. Okay, so we've talked about this before. Maybe we should say it again, Dr. Shilley. We are rototilling our garden. We are putting lime and ashes into our garden. We've got buckets that we're going to be planting in. We've got a fenced-in area to keep the predators out, like the deer and, you know, the wild animals. When we come back, can you tell us one more time what we should plant in our garden, which colors we should have, and why? What is in Dr. Shilley's garden for keeping us healthy and keeping the coronavirus away from our bodies? It's Dr. Norm Shilley, normshilley.com. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level one protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and I'm going to talk again about the garden. What we should put in our garden right now so that we can have some greens. From my perspective, I'm concerned about those who have handled what's in the supermarket.
A couple of dozen green veggies, kale, chard, Chinese cabbage, lettuces of many, many, many kinds, and all kinds of herbs go along with that, okra, zucchini, eggplant, tomatoes, bell peppers, beets, carrots, squash of all kinds, cantaloupes of all kinds. I mean, it's really almost unlimited in what you can grow in a small garden.
And when you grow tomatoes, Dr. Shealy, what are your first choices in tomatoes?
Well, I like certain ones that I want non-GMO, first of all. That's at the top of my list. I don't want any GMO-modified foods. I guess the old-fashioned Whopper is one good one, but there are a whole bunch of them.
Okay. And Roma?
Roma,
sorry? One. Roma, R-O-M-A?
Oh, of course, Romas. Mm-hmm. And I like some of the pear tomatoes, both the yellow and the red pear tomatoes. And Basil is another favorite. And marjoram, it's, you're only limited by how much space you've got and how much time you've got to work with it.
How about basil, fresh basil, a little extra virgin olive oil, some cut-up tomato, maybe a little Himalayan salt. What a great lunch.
And bell peppers.
and some bell peppers. We plant Anaheim peppers. We plant, hot peppers as well. And we make tinctures with the hot peppers. And we have onions and garlic. And what about corn, Dr. Shuley? We have a neighbor who feels that he actually has corn seed that is non-GMO. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have. And, if you can trust him, I think he may be able to find it on the Internet. Mm-hmm. I've tended not to grow corn for a number of years just because even though I like it, it's not something I eat very often.
And what about the colors, Dr. Shuley? When we talk about the various lettuces that we can grow, is there more value in terms of nutrition, antioxidants, amino acids, etc., to the colored varieties of lettuce, the purples,
the darker the color, the more antioxidants that you get.
Okay.
So red, purple, orange, all of those are better.
Okay. We were buying some onion sets, and I wanted to get the red onions rather than the yellow onions or the white onions. Now, from a nutritional perspective, was that the right choice?
Red or purple.
Mm-hmm.
They're also purple onions.
Yeah. I guess we bought both, red and purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the way to go?
Yeah.
Even though Vidalia's taste the best, right? Yeah. Okay, so class, please start your garden. Now, Dr. Shuley, here's a, maybe this is a controversial question. I have advocated getting fertilizer for those who were going to plant a garden and have at least a bag of fertilizer on hand for the rough times. So should this continue longer than many people have been told it will continue, I'm talking about the corona panic, it might be a really good thing to have a bag of fertilizer, typically 13, 13, 13 fertilizer, and using that in your garden to make sure that you actually have a garden as compared to planting seeds and having the garden fail. So
and
are you...
I cannot overemphasize composting.
Right.
The more you can compost, if you get adequate compost, you don't need any extra fertilizer.
Right, but from a survival perspective, you've got to have some animals and you've got to have something to compost. So if you don't, are you okay with buying triple 13 fertilizer?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. There you go. You heard it from Dr. Shuley. That's what we do in the case of not having enough compost and enough manure that is aged in order to have our garden grow. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end, it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy.
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NORM. SHEALY.com. Dr. Shealy, there's an unanticipated domino effect of the corona panic. And let me share with the class what this is. So you all know that the roads are sparsely traveled now, right? So the highways and the byways are empty in lots of places. Well, as a result of this, people just parked their cars and haven't done much with them. As a matter of fact, here at the farm, we canceled the insurance policies on all the vehicles that are non-essential. There's no sense in insuring a vehicle that I'm not going to be driving. So my daily driver is now taken off insurance, and it's parked. And here's what happens. If you have a vehicle that is, let's say, 2000 model year or newer, you will find that the computer systems, of which there may be over 100 computers in a vehicle, they're constantly drawing electricity, especially the one that provides the security system, the anti-theft system. So there's all kinds of computers. There's computers for the fuel management, there's traction control, there's the lighting system, you know, the headlights, the interior lighting. You know how the when you you close the car door, the light illuminates, and then when you as you close the door, the light gets dimmer, dimmer, dimmer slowly. That's all computer controlled. So here's what happens. By not using your car, the energy from all these computers drains the battery. So within about 3, 4, 5 weeks, your battery will be absolutely, positively dead, and it will not start your car. So try it. You know, if you haven't used your car in a few weeks, see how ready it is to fire up. You might find that it won't start at all. So what do you do? Obviously, you have to recharge the battery. Now, the last thing you want to do is use a high current charger. You might say, "Wow, I want this thing charged really fast." So the faster you charge it, the more you damage that battery permanently. So about 10 amperes of charge, 10 amps of charge is about the most that you want to charge your battery in order not to destroy it permanently. So you're going to find out that if you don't use your car, and if you don't start it and use it, it will, the battery will go dead, and you will not be able to start it unless you recharge the battery. Now, a car battery, is not a device that generates electricity. It just stores electricity. The electricity that it stores is generated from either the alternator or a generator. An older vehicle would have a generator. I'm talking about like 1950s. Newer than that would have an alternator. And that's what the turning of the alternator or the generator by the engine, driven by a fan belt or a serpentine belt, is what charges the battery. And if the engine's not running, the battery's not being charged. And you will have a dead battery in 30 days or so. For sure. For sure. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that?
Well, it's smart to know that, of course. Fortunately, I charge up my car at least 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's plenty. And by the way, class, if you've never noticed that when you have a dead battery or a battery that is not sufficiently charged, you might get 4 seconds of cranking of the engine, because your battery is only designed to crank that engine for maybe 30 seconds at the most. That's with a, you know, well-charged battery in good condition. So a battery will provide a lot of current. A car battery will provide a lot of current for a very, very short time. And a marine battery will provide less current for a long time or a longer time. So you really want an automotive battery to provide a lot of current for a short time, because the demands of starting the engine are enormous, especially in the wintertime. When it's cold, it's way harder to start a car than it is when it's warm, for a lot of reasons. Most of those are frictional reasons. But I just wanted to share that with you. And the best battery charger that I've ever found is made by a company called Xantrex, X-A-N-T-R-E-X. And you can find them used on eBay if you want the best battery charger. And they might be pretty darn expensive. The last time I bought one, it was around $150 used. And I had to provide my own cables to go from the battery charger to the battery. So I just wanted to share that with you. Start your engines. And not only start your engine, move the vehicle. You want to use the brakes. You want to use forward, reverse, neutral, park. You want to use the transmission in all positions. And you want to use the brakes. You want to use the steering system. You want to make sure everything is lubricated. And once a week, you want to turn on the air conditioning unit of your car, whether you need it or not, for at least a minute to lubricate the seals. That way you won't lose refrigerant as quickly as you might otherwise. Dr. Shealy, what would you like to share with our class that you think that they need to know about medicine, health, the chronopanic?
Well, again, the single most important thing, in my opinion, is to detach from those things you cannot change. It doesn't do any good to play broken records over and over and over again. So, if there's something that bugs you, ask the question, can I do anything about it? Do I have the power? Do I have the energy? Do I have the finance or whatever? If not, take a deep breath and let it go. Just as you cannot change.
Yeah, I did that with the census. You know, it was bugging me. It was sitting here, and Mrs. Finelli said, this is for you. So I was looking at this 8-page form that the U.S. Government wanted from me, and I thought about it, and I thought, you know what, I want to detach from this really quickly. So I took out a sheet of notebook paper, and I wrote a number on it, the number of people who lived in this house on that specific date that they wanted. And I wrote U.S. Census. I put my address. I wrote this, and I wrote it in very large letters, like 1 inch tall each letter. Well, I didn't want them to have to strain to read it, and it just says that this is the number of people that lived at this residence on this date period. And that's all it says. I put it in their envelope, and I detached from, all of the nonsense of all the extra questions that they wanted me to respond to. Now, I didn't send it off in the U.S. mail because I don't know if they're even going to read these anymore. So I just, put it out of the way. I don't even know if I could find it quickly. But I've decided that, well, they're not going to work, right? The government's not going to work. They're protecting themselves from the coronavirus. And so I just want to save them the trouble of having to read mine. And that's where I'm parked. So I love this detaching. I have detached from some of my former friends. And, those are the kind of people that, and I'll bet you've had some of these too, Dr. Shealy. They call you up and say, hey, how you doing? Oh, while you're on the phone, I got to tell you about these problems I have and what do I do about them? I mean, do you ever get calls like, did you used to get calls like that?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so I've detached from most of those. And I have, I don't answer the phone. I just, hardly ever answer the phone because people would say to me, hey, Vin, how you doing? Oh, yeah, by the way, I've got this leak in my plumbing. I've got this leak in, my car died. Whatever it is, it was a crisis that they were trying to transfer from them to me. And so I've prevented that. And so I've detached from a lot of that. And you know what? There's a lot less weight and baggage that I'm carrying around, Dr. Shealy, by doing that. So their problems are not my problems. Their problems are
now,
their problems.
I do remind people that autogenic training is the key to instant detachment. And it is free on my website, bumshitty.com. Sign up and look for autogenic focus. You can get a free download of autogenic focus. And if you will practice that, it is the greatest thing in the world for training your brain.
Class, that is normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Bob in Michigan, welcome.
Hey, hi, Vince.
Hey,
I just had to make a couple of comments on, you're talking about the batteries going dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't you just disconnect the battery?
Yeah, you can. You can disconnect the battery, and that will give you, maybe another 50 to 100% longer time before the batteries go dead. But the lead-acid batteries will discharge just all by themselves. They really will. So,
yeah.
But they really will.
The other little trick, I'm not sure if this works or not, you can get those little solar panels that... that you plug into the cigarette lighter or something? What do you think of those?
Well, I've got big solar panels, so I use them in strings of three, so I had a leftover solar panel. So I went to eBay and I bought a solar charge controller for 12 volts, which really means like 13.2 volts. And so I hooked that up, and I have that hooked up to batteries that I want to charge. Here's the real trick. Here's the thing that really, really works best. So I have, I bought a Xantrex, I actually bought like four or five Xantrex battery chargers. And they have terminals that you can connect to two or three batteries. So one charger will support two or three batteries. Then I took some 50-foot extension cords that I bought at the Chinese factory outlet, and I bought some heavy-duty battery clamps. And these are, you know, you squeeze them with, they're not like alligator clips. These are battery clamps. And I put them on the extension cords. And I used the extension cord to extend the distance from the battery charger to the battery. So I can go 50 feet. Now, they say you can't do it. They say, no, you should never do that. That's nonsense. It works great. So I have a battery charger in the barn, or a bunch of them in the barn, and I have a couple of them in our garage. And so we park vehicles right outside the garage. And if I want to charge the battery, I just take out the cables, plug in the charger that's mounted to the wall, and it works really well. So I have those orange extension cords that are for the 12-volt side of the battery charger. Then what I do to tune up the batteries is I have a desulfator, and I connect the battery desulfator to the battery. So in the case of a battery going dead, as I described, from non-use, it charges the battery for like 15 or 20 minutes at 10 amperes, and then you put a desulfator on it, and you let it run for a couple days with the charger attached and the desulfator. But you want to make sure that the electrolyte is topped off so that you don't boil over the battery. That works great. And I was looking at a battery in an old Mercedes that we have lying around here that we use on the farm. It's a 1999 Mercedes ML320, so it's a SUV, a little SUV. And the battery in it was from 2011. So the battery's 9 years old, and it's still working great. Why? Because I don't let it run out of electrolyte, meaning I top it off with distilled water. And when I do that, I wear latex gloves, glasses, long sleeve shirt. I don't let acid get on me. And I top off the electrolyte. And what I use is one of those restaurant ketchup dispensers. So restaurants buy ketchup in big bags. They fill up these little squeeze bottles. I market distilled water only. I put distilled water in it, and I use that to top off the batteries. And then I put the charger on it, and then I put the desulfator on it. And the desulfator will fix a battery in about 1 pound of battery per day. So a 50-pound battery, 50 days of desulfating. And if you keep doing that, you can get a long time out of a 3-year battery. I don't know when this battery will quit than what I'm talking about. It's from 2011, 9 years ago, and it's still growing strong. Starts up the car every day. If you want to hold through the break, you're welcome to do that. Bob in Michigan, Dr. Norm Shealy. If you've got some questions for Norm, 866-582.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
of DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just an update. Anthony Fauci is an American physician and immunologist who served as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. He was born in 1940, and he went to College of the Holy Cross, and he received a Bachelor of Arts there and Cornell University MD. Bob in Michigan, did you have any other thoughts or questions for Dr. Shuley?
No, I guess not. I just did a search. You can get those solar battery chargers just about anywhere. You see, Home Depot sells them even for about $35. They just plug right into the...
Yeah, you can. I would suggest you'd be better off with a Xantrax, because a Xantrax typically has three charge phases, and it has a microprocessor, and it can tell the condition of the battery, and it analyzes the battery condition, and yes, and it provides the correct voltage so for the three levels of charging of the automotive battery. Yeah, you can. You can certainly do that. I mean, you could probably, let me say it this way. I decided for our fence, our electric fence, we have cattle, and we like the electric fences because it's much more pleasant for them to just get a little shock than it is for them to get sliced up by barbed wire. So our fence chargers run on 12 volts, the ones that are out in the field. So I took a small, roughly 8.5 by 11 solar panel. It was about $20. I got a charge controller for about $10 or $11 shipped, and I made exactly what you're talking about out of one of those, but a larger one. and it works great. It keeps the fence charger batteries just charged. But it's, you know, a little more cumbersome than, you know, some small device. But if you're looking at solar panels, here's the real answer. The larger the surface area of the solar panel, generally speaking, the greater the amount of current. So a little one is not going to be able to deliver the amount of current of a larger one. And I'm talking about real estate now. I'm saying the larger the footprint, the larger the surface area of the panel, generally speaking, the greater the amount of current from that panel. So I just want to share that with the class.
Okay.
Any other thoughts, Bob?
Nope, just not.
Hey, thanks so much for calling.
All right.
Okay, thank you. All right, that was Bob. Dr. Shuley, about vaccines, what are your general thoughts about vaccines? It seems that we've had autism pop up in greater frequency.
Statistically speaking, homeopathy offers a better chance of immunity and a billion times safer than vaccines. A homeopathic is diluted way down and is 100% safe. Vaccines are not 100% safe. And statistically speaking, it'll take at least 5 years to get a decent vaccine that might be somewhat safe for the coronavirus. The idea of rushing one through in 6 months is abominable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and doesn't right now newborns are given a host of vaccines almost immediately. Now, isn't their immune system so underdeveloped when they are first born that it is a shock to the system to get all these vaccines?
Yes. There's just no question that the instance of autism, ADHD, and other problems is infinitely greater since they started giving multiple vaccines.
So we are giving injections of heavy metals in these vaccines to newborns that are not expecting, their bodies are not expecting, we're shocking
exactly.
their systems, and we're making them sick. I mean, if you've seen a newborn, just trying to breathe and just getting accustomed to being outside the mom, and then we jam them with vaccines, and their temperatures become elevated, they become sick immediately.
Yep.
It's really distressing. Really distressing to watch that. So, Dr. Shuley, when you talk about homeopathy, you're saying naturally, right?
Exactly.
Build the immune system naturally?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so why do we allow this? Why do parents allow their children to be vaccinated? Because that's just the way it is?
Well, because the medical profession has been pushing it. You know, the medical profession has been brainwashed to vaccinate. And up through polio, I was more or less okay. But almost everything that's come along since polio, I'm opposed to. And the multiple vaccinations, I think, is seriously dangerous.
Okay, so if we go back to medicine of, let's say, the 1950s, 1940s. Did we have as many birth defects as we have now, Dr. Shuley, as a percentage?
No.
Okay. So, okay, and what is the blame? Is it food? Is it air? Is it electromagnetic radiation? Is it injections?
Well, I think it's everything, but the injections are at the top of the list.
Okay. So, if you don't want to have a defective child, what do, Dr. Shuley? Do we avoid vaccinations?
After the first, you know, basic 3 or 4, I would avoid them.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us. NormSheely.com, NormSheely.com. See you next week, Dr. Shuley.
Have a good one.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.